middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Chin Tes Zayin, Halachas of Tzeda, of trapping, which is a very easy malacha to be violated, uniquely than all the other malachas. Siv Gimel, that Kuf Chavav Meral. Kol Shev Emin Nitzed, anything that is from its species is trapped. If you trap it, Chayvul, you're going to be liable. Emin Emin Nitzed, if generally that type of species is not trapped. Potavul Asa, which is uniquely mentioned also many times in Tzeda, that you're exempt, but it's rabbinically forbidden. Flies. Even though generally people don't trap flies, meaning they don't want the flies. Trapping is that you want the thing to utilize with something. But then it's going to be rabbinically forbidden to trap them. My God, one has to be careful. This is a very difficult halacha, that you can't close a small box or list them kelim with a closed vessel. That there are flies on Shabbos. Meaning difficult, in other words, it could happen. That it's inevitable that they can be trapped over there, even though you have no interest, you don't care, but you can't just close it. That if you can open the vessel, take from them, they're going to run away, then that won't be a problem. Says we say any type that if it's the type of species that gets trapped, you chayiv. If it's not the type, then you're part of a loss. Even if this guy happens to be trapping them because he wants them or something, that's not going to be the biblical violation of tzedem. So sivkan yud gimel hilchos zvuvim sviv. But the Machabe said, so flies, even though that they're not being the nitzah, you're not allowed to rabbinically trap them. Now, dvarim regarding bees, mashem b'seis something b'seis with the bchalal dovish be'vin the nitzah. That's something that the species people do catch bees. Sharatina says, Vav says, and this the Gemara says in Beit, Afam Vav and Beit, what would you say that Dovash Bimin Nitzah? What it means to say is Kamash Malad, that bees are actually Bimin Nitzah. In the words of Only Goin, that is Mitzahin, from this Sugya, it's Muchach, that Dovash Bimin Nitzah is going to be Asra Adrabon, and it sounds like he explained the simple understanding, and different bees are things that not Bimin Nitzah. He says, this that I wrote is that sounds like from the Vilna Goin. That so there's a machleik because that's the Mishnah Berurah says, Shari Pais can pull, other places can disagree on that, but Kamash Magressive Cotton, Vav, that the machleik is the bees are b'mina nitzer or not. The chagav m'tayim, man, pure locust, a kosher locust. L'das Rashi, according to Rashi, dabash b'mina nitzer, something that is the type of thing that people do catch for using it. But Rambam insa b'kend, Rambam does not hold like this. The dog and fish, b'chal dabash b'mina nitzer, is obviously, as the chayim say, something that its species is generally caught. Sivkot n'yudal. So the Rambam said, therefore, one has to be careful, shle lizger, not to close a small box or to seal a vessel that flies are in there on Shabbos, because it's a sick ratio that they can be trapped over there. Or rather, what should you do is heat in sack and put a knife or shumda ba'ach or some other thing, bin as kizla tevi between the covering and the box, bin yeshuch, lots of mishum, that it could get out from there. V'chim yeshchar kot ma'tevi, so there's a small hole in the box, even though it's not explicitly visible to the flies, even so, it's going to be permitted, this will have a sick ratio, not inevitable. So he said, you can't close tevi katan, a small box, because of a tevi gedoyla, big box, everyone's going to be permitted. Even if a person was standing inside of it, he wouldn't be able to catch that fly in one jump, so that doesn't qualify as being trapped. It's also something that its species is not generally trapped, so that for it's only a drabanan. Well, as Sharatinos Yudchas says, what he means to say is because it's two drabanans, and therefore it's permitted when you're not intending. Even though it's a psik ratio, it says, even though it's inevitable, but since you're not intending, and it's two drabonans, because first of all, it's aimed at me that needs it, and also, it's something that you can't really catch with one jump. Sivkan tezayin. Now, however, the Ramah brought, but yesh mekilin, some are lenient, that if you can open up the vessel and they're going to fly away right away, then it's permitted. Says Mishbur, who does a Torah? That's the opinion of the Torah. This really that he holds. Avagat the Bishasi Slehedya, even though in the Gemara it's explicitly mentioning Gabi Kaver's divine regarding a beehive. The Machasa, he said, you cover the beehive, but even shame my neck if there's no whole loss of Mishim Segration. It's forbidden because it's inevitable. Because come on, like we'll see later, I'm sit down in the next sieve. Come on, come on, flies are different. The Lemik could see the call, it's not considered trapping at all. Because the Lariv cut news, and because they're so small, Motzi, it's common. When you can open up the vessel, Burk and the Kumashim, they all run away from there. Mashenka Mikaver's divine, which is not the case by a beehive. Which are full with the bees of him, Gudam test, they're a little bit big. He after sleep, it's not possible, you're not going to catch one of them. It is considered traveling through that. rules stringently like the first opinion that it is a problem by flies of because of the chenek. That's my magrumer. That's primary. But I can't be yesh leris lafrich hazvuvim. If you want to close the box, you have to chase away the flies first. Sometimes you could have something sticky there, like there was a something there, and the flies are there. You have to chase away first. Fine, but tasha achri look at tasha that he comes out. The mekimin shapirich hazvuvim shadab enim. Once he chased away the flies that he saw with his visual, su in tzarch la'ayin l'dakte. He doesn't have to analyze them and be precise. Ula yeshem oydeiz vuvim that maybe there's some other flies. Given the zel havel el suffik b'segreshem most rabban. It's only a doubtful in that it'll be inevitable. But we're going to rabbinic halacha as we explained to davish in mibminitzer because something that's a species not trapping. You don't usually trap flies in lach b'kolkach. You don't have to be so stringent. Sivdal, person matzel zikabah kaveris. A person could spread out a mat on top of a beehive, which it's mokum shem miskansi by dvarim lasidvash. It's a place where the bees gather to make honey. Says the mechaba, but actually chamalotza. As long as you're not intending to trap, for gamu b'inyo, also has to be shein the muchuk shein the tzeid. That's not inevitable that you trap. Keich lavel the segreish that it shouldn't be inevitable. Says the mishmaru sevkot yedzayin. Person matzel zikabah spread out a mat, but chama. Let's say if it's in the summer, because the sun, or the winter, because the rain, says the Gemara. So you want to protect the beehive. It has to be that it's not inevitable that we can be trapped. For example, shouldn't fasten the mat on the beehive so much that at least the bees could go out if they were pushing. Or in a progressing situation. Or let's say the beehive has some small hole. That they go out from there. Even though it's not visible to the bees through that, even so, it can be permitted. If you're not intending it to be permitted, but it doesn't have a hole at all. It's inevitable. And that's forbidden even by rabbinic halacha. The Shara Tzion Nois Chavav brings that from Magid Ram. Not like the Trum's edition is brought over in Magid Ram, Sim Shin Dasiv Kod, and hey, others of the words of the Gun, Sim, that sounds like it is goes in the Gemara, that for Tizbra, that he holds it, that by Bees, that Imbim in Nitzel, HaKorchach, that he also holds, not like the Trum's edition. Says Mishbura, further, HaPoyis, Mitzudu, if someone spreads out a trap, who Bishas Pius Sasi, and when he's spreading it out, Nechnes Ach, Elo Tech, the wild animal goes into it, Chayv Chatz, Chayv Chatzos. Ab Nechnes Ach, Kach, Tech, whatever comes in afterwards, inside of the pot of Alasa, he's exempt by the Rabbinical Forbidden. It's only when you're actually trapping it that moment. Because Magid Ram, the mouse trap because there's a problem that even if it doesn't go in that second, if it goes in later, it's still going to be at least a rabbinic prohibition.
That if it's a type that's not generally trapped, it's part of Asr. It says also, regarding that topic, it's a bez, is part of Asr. Like it's mukhav from the words of Magid Mishnah with them for many achrayim. But there the Mechaba does not explicitly state this, because he realizes when he writes in Sefaf that Pater means Aser. And the same thing is by anything that's said regarding Halachot of Shabbos Pater, except where it's explicitly obvious, and this that he mentions over here, Pater Abel Aser, because he wants to say near it the Halacha of the flies. Now, if Chagavim are called Dabash Abin and Nitzah, that's totally Machlik's Rashi and Rambam, and then Machlik is totally in explaining a Braisa and says the Be'alacha, according to Havel understanding, is obvious from the Yisham regarding Chagavim, that we hold like Rashi. The Mask will Chinyish Lizar. The one should be careful not to close a small box with the flies inside. Now, the Taz introduces over here something novel regarding the Halacha of segregation. That is, that just like when we're not sure if this is going to happen or not, we say, Davashin Miskavan, something unintended is permitted according to Rabbi Shimon. For example, that's dragging a bed, a chair, or a bench, which it's a doubt if it's going to make a carving out through the dragging, so too, the same thing would be where you're not sure if there is an issue with this mice that you're doing, and you're not intending for the issue, would also be permitted according to Bishim, and they're permitted with closing the box because maybe there are no flies right now. But says the Be'alacha, without his words, the logic would say the opposite. That if the issue is going to be for sure done through the mice that is the closing, but if you're not sure if there is an issue here that light, if there's something here that's being trapped, that's a subject that raisa, and thereby dragging is different because they were not sure regarding something else. That's the ditch that's happening through his action. They're permitted when you're not intending because maybe that's not going to make the ditch, which is not the case over here. That is regarding the actual closing if there is an action of tzeda. So it's like any other subject that raisa. And he says, I found the chiddush of Begveg in your ideas and pezans above in the ago that is also inclined in initially like our logic. He said, L'chay, you could bring a riot to the Taz M'tezik Shubizavav, that they bring in the beginning a riot to the Shitz Arch, the Psik Resh, like Nichol, is Mutter, when it's inevitable, you're not pleased, it's permitted, from the Gemara Sukkot of Lamed Gimel, that you could diminish the grapes that are on the myrtle on Yom Tov. They have these berry types on the myrtles. And the Gemara says, I'm a Sakamana, that's, you're validating the Hadith to be Yates with it. The Gemara says, for example, let's say you pluck in them to eat those berries, and it's davish and miskaven, there's something intended, it's permitted. So the Gemara says, I ipsikrech, it's inevitable. The Gemara says, for example, he has other hishanas. So obviously, since he's not pleased with this remedy, it's going to be permitted. Now, Tesis and Azura reject this and say that since he has other hishanas, it's permitted to Reb Shimon because maybe you don't need the second one. It comes out that you weren't misak and clean, it's not ipsikrech, but according to Behud, it's also because maybe you might need it, and it's a glowy milsa that you made a clean. That's the words of Tesis. So you see, says the Bialacha, that also by Safik, if you have on this action itself an Isser, it's also included in Dovashin Miskab, which is permitted contribution. It says you could be Deichidus, because at least that it depends on something regarding the future that you might need it, and it's going to be a remedy retroactively through this diminishing of the berries, or you're not going to need it, it's not going to be a ticken. So it's similar a little bit to dragging the bench and the chair, where you're not sure if it's going to make the dish through you dragging or not. But regarding our situation, where we're judging regarding the action you're doing right now, it depends on a doubt which is in the past. If you're doing a Maisa Isser, that is, if there is something that's being trapped or not, that would be like any other Safik. Says in our topic regarding flies, there's no, actually no nafkamin, because here anyway this is only as a drabana, where it's something that's the type that's not generally trapped. And if that's the case, it's a subject drabana, and the nafkamin would be in general, where it's a subject derais. For example, let's say where he's closing a box, he's not sure if there's a deer or something like that that initially entered inside, where that might be included in subject derais. So even though you're not intending to trap, he says, however, I found the right to the words of Taz and the words of Ramban and Mohammed's Barakira regarding Hamechim Shpeno. The Gemara asks, "Aye, it's mitzaref." The Gemara says, "It's Reb Shimon that says, oh, the Bashanim is coming as mutter." So Reb Shimon asks, but Reb Shimon agrees by psik resha. The Ramban answers, he says, "No, the reason why it's not forbidden to pour in the hot water into the kettle, and we're not concerned for mitzaref where it consolidates it, because maybe it's not going to reach for tzaref, even though it's going to get very hot. But the water prevents it, and maybe it already was had tzaref. Look over there. That's how the Miri answers over there. So you see that even by something that depends on the suffix of the past." Also, we say the Bashan Miskab is much like the words of Taz. And it says, don't say the reason Ramban is because Svek Sveka, because if that's the case, why does the Gemara have to say it's Reb Shimon? Even according to Behuda would be permitted. Obviously, that the Gemara holds, that's not included in the category of Svek Sveka, and still, it would be permitted when you're not intending. Obviously, you see like the words of the Taz, like we mentioned. The Rimaschel, Vyesh Mikilin, Ramor brought some are lenient, if you're going to open up the vessel and the flies are going to fly away. It says, look at Mishpurus have cut in Tezayin. What I wrote in the name of the Bach and Magen Abraham and the Hachra, the Taz, is to be lenient when there's a suffix if there are flies over there. It says specifically if you have in the box food, where according to the Prima Gadim Sivkot and Tez, that a box that has food and beverage, for sure he's not pleased to have the flies over there. They're going to ruin his food, and therefore it's Psikrish Delay Nichli he's not pleased with. Then you could be even more inclined to permit look over there. For sure, one does not have to be stringent if he blows the flies away that he sees. And look what they write in Siv Vav in the Be'alacha on this topic. The V'maschel B'vachshel Chaman Lotzed, Mechaber said, you could spread out mat over the beehive as long as you don't intend to trap. So look at Mishpurusikot Yotches, what I described, that the hanging of the mat on the top is without pressing it. Look over there, and that's in the Me'ir writes. So look at the Ali Rabbi, that one is on the Shulchan Aruch, according to what he writes later on, B'gamu be'in Yashenu Muchach, that is, that it has to be that the bees could escape from there, from being trapped. And even if he intended to trap them, would also be permitted because they're not trapped, because they can get out. And he proves this in the Gemara, look over there. So it says, it appears to me that the Kavanah, what the Shulchan Aruch writes, that is that there is over there in the beehive a small hole, like the Taisa writes in Brot and Beseizu. In such a case, it's not permitted only according to Reb Shimon, and Dafka was Shein Miskavin, but a large hole, yes, if it was in the beehive, even if he intended to be permitted, because the mice they're not trapped at all. Some of the deer shoes. Dershu number 14. So he said that even if he's trapping it for a purpose, since it's ein b'minanitza, it's not considered a tzeda. The reason why it's pater by trapping something that it's from the species that's not usually trapped, Chuvas Avni Nezer writes that since by trapping and not really doing any change in the actual animal itself, if that's the case, the foundation of Malacha is that the wild animal is coming into his possession. And therefore, when there's no benefit for the person, when the animal comes into his domain, for example, when it's a type of animal that's not usually trapped, so it's considered as if nothing came into his domain. It's just like he's holding back an animal from going out from its place, just that it doesn't harm and damage, and that's not a problem. That's not Seda. And look at the Kira Sefer that he writes, that whatever was trapped in the Mishkan, that's considered Dabash of Emin and Nitzit. Now, if something is trapped only by the Gentiles, it sounds like Chalusha Ritva and Shabbos, that's considered Dabash of Emin and Nitzit. And that's Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, and that's Rav Nunez Karelitz. Now, regarding trapping by a person, it's brought in Ramah later on, Sima Shem Lam Tez, that it's not forbidden to capture a person and to bring him into jail. It's just that it's forbidden to judge on Shabbos. And regarding a person who wants to run away, and to make his wife an aguna, the Mishnah writes over there that's permitted to catch him. Now, regarding spreading out a trap to catch, like a net, to catch a child that's drowning. So in the Sefer Kovetz on the Rambam, writes that it's a Taladim Malachat Seda, and Shubhas Abed is inclined that Seda does not apply only by a child, because he's returning him to his father, but not by an adult, where he's not returning him, but just to himself, to his own life. That's what's the opinion of Shlomo Zalman, that there's no reason to say that by Adam, because he's always amongst groups of people and doesn't entertain to run away from them, and he's only running away because of the judges. He adds on that spreading out a net for someone who's drowning is not considered a tzeda, because the desire of the one who's drowning is that they should catch him. And also, when he's drowning, even without that, he has no personal freedom anyway. However, he comments that the Igle Tal is not sure that maybe it's no Igdis to say that even by dead fish, even though they don't have freedom at all, because you're trapping them from the sea that's just going to flood them away. However, someone that's mentally insane, that's running away from people, and he's hiding in forests and deserts, one could qualify that would be considered Dosh Shabim Ninitza, that would be a violation of Tzeda. Dish number 15, explaining the reason why bees are not considered Dosh Shabim Ninitza, even though generally people do utilize them for the purpose of making honey. Shubhas Abed Nezer writes that since Bal Karchai, you have to let them go out in the summer months so that they could go get, suck out the nectar from the blossoms in the fields, so therefore it's not really considered as trapping them for a purpose. Rabbi Nizkir also explains that since that there's no utility for the person with actual bees themselves, only in the honey that they create, and for that purpose, they actually have to be free. If that's the case, even when he does trap them, his purpose and end result is not to trap them and to keep them trapped, it's just to free them in the beehive, and therefore that's not considered as Dabi Shabibin and Nitzit. Dish number 16, explaining, according to the Rambam, that locusts are not considered Dabi Shabibin and Nitzit. In this case, let's explain this, because it's not the norm to trap them and afterwards kill them. Rather, the norm is to kill them right away. Whereas the Malachim Tzed is only when you trap them and then you prevent their freedom of the living creature while it's still alive. And he adds on that fish, even though they take them out of the water and they're going to die, however, they're considered as Dabi Shabibin and Nitzit, because since when you take them out of the water, they still didn't die. Now, in practice, his opinion is that the Allah is not like a Rambam regarding this, and someone throws shoots an arrow on a living creature and kills it, he's Chayfet Tzed, because since there's no Hechad that's going to die right away, when the arrow hits it, and that moment it was removed from its freedom, and if it happens that it dies right away, it's going to be chayv too. But say the emphat taken and for killing, but until the neshama, that's the pinnacle also of the yashim. It's a situation that besides the isra until the neshama, it also violates the isra of tzeda. Another mishum zaman is inclined that someone shoots an arrow on the living creature and kills it, he's not violating isra tzeda, because through this action, the living creature is not considered trapped because it's dead. Dershu number 20. Spread said that if there's a small hole, even though the flies don't see it directly, it's not psikresha. So explain this, the Tribush of Lib writes that as long as there's no hechet that a malach is going to be done, so then the actions don't associate only to the element of that's permitted in this action. And if it's carved lip psikresha, that the Be'alach discussed in Simri Shayin Zayin Sef Aleph, the Maschel Shema. Tush number 21, even if you have many people catching the flies, when this girl explains that still, that's not considered Dabi Shabibin and Nitzit, because since the purpose of the people are only to remove them, and not to utilize them, and you don't consider the minority of people that do catch them for like medicinal purposes, because it's Batla Daitim, it's Kaladam. Dush number 22, so he said, because Tudra Abundance, therefore it's permitted by In Miskavna, Sharatin later on, Simichin Lamad Zayin writes that the heter over here is by Tudra Abundance, by Psikris Duloy Nichle, that it's inevitable, but you're not pleased with it. And that's what the Chaznish writes. However, the Chaznish writes that this heter is not really necessarily true, and it doesn't have a source in the Gemara. Regarding opening up a sefer that has words written on the edges of the papers on the outside, and when you open up the sefer, the words, so to speak, get erased, he writes over there that it's appropriate to be stringent not to open it, even though it's a psik resha, doloi nichalei, at under the skrelds, by Tudra Abundans. However, when the Tudra Abundans are not a p'tur in etzim alacha, it's just a general p'tur, that's lacking in Lechem Machshavis, for example. Mekalkel Klachiyad, Melechshin Tzich Leguvah, Sharatzin writes over there that one should be stringent by Psikresh Deloy Nichle, and that's how it's brought in the Mishmur over the Sivkot Nyotes. And that's what Sharatzin writes over there regarding sweeping of a house, that a broom made out of straw, that even though it's Psikresh Deloy Nichle, but Tudra Abundance, because it's Mekalkel and Klachiyad, however, Lekitchile, it's not appropriate to do that. And also regarding erasing the letters that's on a cake, he's not leaning later on Simishin Mem Sivkot Nyotes, only when you break the letters in your mouth as you're eating. There's number 23. Mishmur had wrote that it happens when you open up the vessel all the flies run are fly away. So explain this, Chaznish writes that it's not forbidden to say that only when you bring a living creature in your possession, and through that you have dominion over them. So therefore, by flies in the box, that you don't have dominion, because the moment you open up the closed box, the fly's not going to stay over there. When they're closed, you don't have them, and when they open up, they run away. So therefore, it's not forbidden to close the box, according to this opinion, even Rabbana. Chaznish writes that by bees, it's considered as if a person has dominion over them when they're in the beehive, because he wants them to be there because of the benefit that he has from what they create, the honey we all have there, and bring them into the beehive is the trapping, which is not the case by flies, that it has no purpose and benefit when they're over there. Addition number 25, if someone has a wound on the sole of his foot, and he's going to walk for a while on Shabbos, it's secretion, inevitable that blood's going to come out. But every single step on its own, even though there's many steps, that step is not inevitable. And this girl holds, permitted for him to walk because it's a suffix secretion by Yisrael Rabbanu. So it's regarding going in a place where there's ants. And this girl holds that if it's not secretion, not inevitable that he's going to kill ants with every step, he's allowed to go with it because killing them is only Yisrael Rabbanu because he has no purpose with killing them. And every single step is a suffix secretion. Therefore, you don't have to check before every step on what are you stepping because it's a suffix secretion initially that you're not pleased by Yisrael Rabbanu. And only if he sees ants that he has to be careful not to step on them. That's what's been Rishon Mazam regarding walking on a lawn, where it's inevitable that one of the steps is going to tear out grass, but still it's permitted because since every single step on its own, it's not definite it's going to rip out grass. And also to open up the door of the freezer, when you're not sure if the electricity was turned off before Shabbos, and the Shlomo Zalman holds it's permitted because since it's a suffix segregation, l'sha'avar, you're just not sure regarding what was in the past. I mean, if you're not sure if the light is on, so then you'd be permitted. It's suffix psikresha lishaavet, but he does point out that it's possible that maybe you should maintain that the light is on its previous chazaka, and to assume that it was not turned off and therefore would be forbidden. Dishu number 26. The halacha that if someone spreads out a mat, a trap, and when he spreads it out, the animal goes in, then it's chayvachatas. So this halacha is burning Morgan Abram that Yechayv only if the animal goes into the trap right away when he spreads it out. Chaznish writes, it's possible that was said only when he's holding the trap in his hand or when he put the trap on the wild animal. But Chaznish himself is mefakrik a little bit on this, and that's possible that Yechayv, even if the animal gets trapped at a later point in time, because the action of spreading out the trap is still there. However, regarding if someone brings wheat into a mill of watermill on Shabbos, regarding baking on the oven on Shabbos, by Allah, writes in Rishon and Beis, Yechayv, even though that what happens does not, the outcome does not happen right away, because the original pula was there right away. Addition number 27, the situation of loss, by Allah, writes in Simla Madal, that's permitted to do a malacha in a situation of grama, of indirect cause. Addition number 28, so to place the food, the bread, in the trap, so that the living creatures, that the creatures come there and to grab it, this girl holds it's forbidden because that's gramtse, that's causing the trapping, and grama is asura, jabon, it's rabbinically forbidden. Dershu number 29, Sharatzin said that he holds not like the Trumas edition, that's how he writes in Simijun Dal, that Shin Yudal, that the pinna of the gun is a psychic, but jabon is asura. However, he adds on that when it has other rufim, distinct combination, maybe can we make a like the Shidduch Terumah Sadashin. Dishu number 31, the Be'alach had written that even by something that depends on the Savik L'Sha'avar, you also say Dabba Shein Miskav is Mutter, like the words of Taz. Explaining this, that Shvisa Shabbos writes that you said the Heter by something that's not when it's unintended, Dabba Shein Miskav is because it's lacking Melech Moshev as a calculated Malacha. Therefore, when you're not sure if Malacha is happening, so it's not a Malacha Moshev. And that's how the Chuvis Malamet Lahoil writes, Shama Zaman, that only regarding Shabbos, that there's Halacha Malacha Moshev, could you be lenient regarding a Savik Segregation Lashava? Another Nachlish Rabbi Kabang Shoganach and Yerdes and Pezain, you see that the Kulub by Savik Segregation was said even regarding Bishop Basil Chalub. The Chalish Rabbi Shemishkop, however, regarding washing one's face with types of soap that you're not sure if their nature is to remove hair, which the subject is only chesaron yedia, lack of knowledge on the metzias, natural clear metzias. So the Be'al Lacha writes later on, and Shin Chavav, that's forbidden to wash with that. Dershu number 32, Be'al Lacha said, for sure you don't have to be stringent if he tries to chase away the flies that he sees. And even if there remains many flies in the cabinet with the food, someone declined, it's permitted to close the cabinet because it's recognizable that he was trying to get them out, not to trap them, and it's a psikrish delay nichle, it's inevitable that he's not pleased with, by something that it's main bevinenitzit, not something that you usually trap, and therefore it's okay.